Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Daniel chapter 12, we learned that turning people to the Lord is witnessing to them. They may not accept the Lord, but they have been pointed to the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now this takes us into Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now, again, some good men, fundamental Bible-believing men, say turning to righteousness and shine as the brightness is talking about those who preach the word and witness during the tribulation period. They either teach or preach in that period. But now the context is looking at the resurrection. Therefore, we are now looking at rewards of those that were mentioned here in verse 2. Many of those that sleep, and the earth shall awaken to everlasting life. Two kinds of rewards are given out individually. They that be wise, we're told. Now, isn't it interesting when we look at the Bible and it talks about wisdom? In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, he talks about here in our text about they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. It is a special blessing in heaven for wisdom. But what is the wisdom that God talks about? Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So if the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, then a growing Christian, someone who is growing in Christ Jesus, will grow in their hatred for evil, and they'll grow in their love for holiness and righteousness. In Job 28:28 says this, and unto the man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil, even the appearance of it. Now, all of that is tied to wisdom. And if you want to shine as the brightness of the stars forever in heaven, one of the things that you need to do is be a wise person by separating from the world, separating from worldliness, sins of the flesh, and that which is likened thereto. But then he adds there in this verse, verse 3, they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Now, we look at that as witnessing. Now, keep it in mind, people do have a free will. Did anybody reject Jesus Christ's words in the day that Christ ministered on earth? Oh, yes. What about Paul? Well, yes, they even tried to stone him as well as Jesus. Noah's day? Oh, yes, he was mocked. Does that mean that Paul and Noah and Jesus all failed because people that they preached to, that they witnessed to, did not get saved? You say, well, Jesus never fails, so I guess not. And you'd be right. You see, turning to righteousness is to turn people to the Lord Jesus Christ by witnessing to them the gospel. Now, once you've witnessed to them the gospel, you've turned them to righteousness. Now, it's up to them to accept it or reject it. You don't control free will. That was given man by God. But yours is to turn them to righteousness. And those that turn many to righteousness, we're told, shine as the stars forever and ever. And that shining is reminiscent for us of the glory of God. And so we share in His glory. And so Romans 8:18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Now you think about that. This present time, you take a witness, you take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to suffer for it. People are going to talk behind your back. They're going to say all manner of evil against you. They're going to question your motives and say some bad things. And oftentimes it'll be people that you've loved, that you've known them through the years. But you took a stand for righteousness and the Word of God. Boy, now, if your name is mentioned around them because of your stand, they have nothing good to say about you to those who are within earshot. And understand that that is something that goes along with the territory. They did it with Jesus Christ. And in John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21, we won't read now, but if you'll read through there, you'll see that we're told to kind of expect that. However, if you'll endure, you'll stay with the Word, then you'll shine as the stars forever. There'll be great glory in heaven. And that glory will be so great that the sufferings that we've gone through here will seem minute in comparison in their greatness to the greatness of the glory. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17, and then verse 7 and 8, it says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels." That's speaking of our body. Earthen vessels, by the way, are easily broke. "That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." Oh, yes. Our light affliction on this earth is but a moment. And all will be troubled and will be perplexed. But if you have eternity set in your heart, you'll know it's just a short time. I think of Moses as his face shone as he come off the mountain, and that brightness started to fade from his face. Won't it be great in heaven that brightness will never fade? In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9 through 11, it says, "Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences." So understand that we'll all appear before the Lord. And that question comes is, will you be shining? Will you share in His glory, or will you be saved only so as by fire? Now that takes us here into verse 4 of Daniel chapter 12. And there we read, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up thy words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Again, many good men say running to and fro is through the Bible, and the increase of knowledge is a prophecy. However, the verb used, the word run, means to move quickly, to run to and fro. And every time it's used in the Old Testament, it refers to the movement of one body. So it's hard to accept that suddenly there's a change in the use of this verb to only spiritualize it now and say it refers to running to and fro through the Bible. Especially, I find it a problem when I read Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, because there it says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." So, for those that say, well, this is an increase in the knowledge of the Bible and prophecy and so forth, it seems like Amos is saying the opposite of these days, that they'll seek it and won't get it. That's one of the reasons we have the Lamp and Light radio broadcast, so that people in our day can be taught the Word of God. They can tune in by radio or internet. And we ask for your continued prayers for the Lamp and Light broadcast to be able to go out and even expand to more people, that they too may hear the plain and clear teaching of the Word of God. Isn't it interesting, though, that in the last days there, and I believe that Amos' passage is talking about the tribulation, that there is a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Now, we do move quickly today through the earth. Knowledge increases. As a matter of fact, it doubles less than every 2 years. And the interesting thing about that is that from the beginning of time to 1750, man's knowledge doubled once. From 1750 to 1900, it doubled again. From 1900 to 1950, it doubled again. From 1950 to 1960, it doubled again. And now it doubles less than every 2 years, and maybe even more like every year now. Sealing the book does not mean that its message was to be hidden. Jews should know what was going to happen in the first 34 verses of chapter 11. The idea is to be sure that this book is secure and maintained safely. And Daniel's position in the kingdom of that day would ensure that this book could be preserved. The copies then could be made and circulated. And that did happen. Remember, this has not been written in Israel as most Old Testament passages were. This is in Babylon. So extra care must be taken. Now, this book will still exist and be relevant even to the time of the end. Now think about that, even to the time of the end. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.